From the studios of All Classical Radio in Portland, Oregon, this is The Score, now celebrating 19 years of music in the movies. I'm Edmund Stone. There's something about pirates that captured the imagination of generations. Perhaps it's the swashbuckling tales of adventure and freedom on the seven seas that makes pirates so alluring. Today, on The Score, we're celebrating International Talk Like a Pirate Day with music from films including The Seahawk, Treasure Island, the Pirates of the Caribbean series, and more. International Talk Like a Pirate Day is all about just having some fun. So let's start out with music from an animated comedy film, Pirates, Band of Misfits, from 2012. As you might guess from the title, this particular crew of pirates are not your archetypal buccaneers. After years of humiliation and failed attempts to win the coveted Pirate of the Year award, pirate captain and his oddball crew take on the cream of the pirating crop in a race to pillage the most booty. Theodore Shapiro wrote the score. That was Unpardoned, composed by Theodore Shapiro for the animated comedy Pirates, Band of Misfits from 2012. What started out as a joke between friends has become international talk like a pirate day. This is one of those weird holidays that gives people a chance to simply have some good-natured fun. But how do we know how pirates spoke? For most people, the popular pirate accent used to portray Long John Silver in Treasure Island from 1950 was based on actor Robert Newton's West Country Cornish dialect, with a few extra R's added. Clifton Parker wrote the score for the epic adventure. Some of Clifton Parker's music to the 1950 classic Treasure Island. The film is based on author Robert Louis Stevenson's seafaring tale, and the iconic pirate accent is based on actor Robert Newton's West Country Cornish dialect. For Hollywood, pirates have become a veritable chest of gold, drawing millions of viewers and making billions of dollars. But not all cinematic pirates came from Cornwall. One of the most popular pirates in cinematic history was portrayed by the erudite Errol Flynn. In 1935, Flynn's first starring role in an American film was Captain Blood. He portrayed Peter Blood, an English physician in the 17th century who is wrongly convicted of treason. Sold into slavery in the West Indies, he escapes and becomes a pirate. The movie had another notable first. Eric Wolfgang Korngold wrote his first original film score with Captain Blood. Let's listen to the overture. Thank you. Eric Wolfgang Korngold's music from Captain Blood in 1935. Fun fact, that classic 1972 RCA recording with Charles Gerhardt conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra was produced by George Korngold, the composer's son. Hollywood knows a good thing when they see it. Errol Flynn and Eric Wolfgang Korngold were paired up again, one on screen, one at the podium, in 1940's The Seahawk. Flynn plays a 16th century privateer, hired by Queen Elizabeth to attack and raid Spanish ships. Korngold wrote a swashbuckling score. Eric Korngold's iconic overture from The Seahawk from 1940. Another fun fact, that particular piece was the very first music I played on what would become the score about two decades ago. The golden age of Hollywood loved pirates. In 1939, a French film, Le Corsaire, was art imitating life. In this case, a movie about Hollywood making a pirate movie based loosely on a poem. In what would no doubt have become a blockbuster of its time, the film was to star Charles Boyer with a score by Georges Auric, featuring a suite of music from the overture from Hector Berlioz's Le Corsaire. Production of the film was interrupted due to the advent of World War II, and the movie was never finished. The music, however, is timeless. Some of the overture of Le Corsaire by Hector Berlioz that was planned for a 1939 movie by the same name. Although never finished, the film was a film about making a film about pirates. I'm Edmund Stone, and today on The Score, we're celebrating International Talk Like a Pirate Day. A half century or so after the golden age of Hollywood ended, pirates made a comeback. Disneyland's popular Pirates of the Caribbean attraction inspired the action-packed, but never taking itself too seriously, film franchise of the same name. In 2003, Klaus Badelt wrote the score for the first of these, Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, featuring this rollicking theme. That was Skull and Crossbones, also known as the theme from Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl by Klaus Badelt in 2003. Captain Jack Sparrow, Will Turner, Elizabeth Swan and Captain Barbossa swept the seven seas with four movies over 14 years. Hans Zimmer, who, uncredited, lent his friend Badelt a hand in crafting the score with the first theme, took the helm with other films in the series. In Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, all the pirate brethren form an alliance against the evil Lord Beckett of the East India Trading Company. It isn't going to be easy. They have to rescue Jack Sparrow, regain control of the heart of Davy Jones' locker, which will grant immortality, and make a final stand, all while each pirate has his or her own personal agenda. We'll be right back. was I Don't Think Now Is the Best Time from Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End from 2007, composed by Hans Zimmer. I'm Edmund Stone, creator, host and producer of The Score. Still to come on International Talk Like a Pirate Day, more music from films featuring pirates, including The Goonies, The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn, Captain Phillips, and more. I hope you're enjoying this program. If you are, then please like and share it on your favorite social media. You can also reach me directly at Edmund, that's E-D-M-U-N-D, @thescore.org. I'd love to hear from you, matey. Support for The Score comes from Portland Pet Food Company, offering 100% USA-sourced and made dog and cat meals, prepared with 11 or fewer human-grade ingredients, no preservatives, and ready to serve. Woman-owned and operated in Portland, Oregon, their meals are crafted with even picky pets in mind. Information at portlandpetfoodcompany.com. Playing pirates as a kid just requires imagination and maybe a map to buried treasure. In 1985, Steven Spielberg wrote The Goonies. It's a tale of a band of young misfit friends chasing pirate gold to save the family home, while avoiding the clutches of criminals who are also after the treasure. Dave Grusin composed the music for The Goonies. Thank you. Was Theme and Jailbreak from 1985's The Goonies, composed by Dave Grusin. Fun fact, Steven Spielberg was inspired by the legend of a real shipwreck when he wrote the movie. A Spanish galleon loaded with priceless cargo, including silks, porcelain, and huge discs of beeswax for candle making, set sail in 1693, but never made it to its destination, and was thought to be wrecked off the coast of Oregon. In 2002, pieces of porcelain with Spanish markings, ship timbers, and chunks of beeswax were found near Nehalem Bay, Oregon, the first tangible proof that the legend was real. It seems everyone loves a good seafaring tale, and Steven Spielberg is no exception. The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn from 2011 is Spielberg's interpretation of the much-beloved Belgian comic Tintin. In the film, the intrepid young explorer and his improbably adorable and intelligent dog Snowy are after treasure from a 400-year-old shipwreck of a galleon called the Unicorn. The clues lie in scrolls hidden in models of the fabled ship, and the boy and his dog set out to find the treasure, crossing oceans, deserts, and lots of evildoers in the process. John Williams wrote the score. Thank you. Duel from The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn, scored by John Williams in 2011. I'm Edmund Stone, creator, host, and producer of The Score. Today, we're marking International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Pirates have been around as long as humans have set to the seas. In today's world, pirates still exist, but they are not the swashbuckling daredevils of literature and film. They do not fight for their country or seek new lands. They are simply thieves, many of whom will stop at nothing to take what is not rightfully theirs. It is a terrifying reality in parts of the world. The 2013 movie, Captain Phillips, is based on the real-life events in April 2009, when the merchant vessel Maersk Alabama is attacked by Somali pirates. Starring Tom Hanks as Phillips, it is a taut, white-knuckled recounting of how Phillips used guile and intelligence to keep the pirates off guard. Henry Jackman composed the score. Some of Henry Jackman's score to Captain Phillips from 2013. The film is true to the events of the pirate attack on the merchant vessel Maersk Alabama. Captain Phillips was taken prisoner aboard a life raft and became a pawn in the game of brinkmanship between the pirates and the U.S. Navy. Thanks to Captain Phillips' handling of the dangerous situation, no members of his crew died in the hijacking. Let's lighten things up a bit, shall we? Set firmly in the world of the imagination is the story of Peter Pan. The boy who won't grow up goes up against Captain Hook, a pirate who hates just about everything, but especially children. The story has been made into a number of movies. 1991's Hook features one of the most colorful recreations of the antagonist, who is played by Dustin Hoffman. The perfect foil for Robin Williams as Peter, a father of two children kidnapped by Hook. Droll, sarcastic, and utterly despicable, it's hard to take your eyes off Hoffman's performance. John Williams wrote a wonderful score. That was Hooknapped from the 1991 film Hook. The movie takes a look at what might happen if Peter Pan did grow up, had kids, and forgot Neverland. Fear not, Captain Hook will remind him of the magical place and the magic of the love of family. W.S. Gilbert and Arthur Sullivan created the operetta The Pirates of Penzance, first performed in 1879. It's the lively story of Frederick, a young man apprenticed to pirates until he turns 21, only to discover that he was born on leap year and therefore is going to be an apprentice for a very long time. In 1983, the musical was made into a wonderful film version, starring Rex Smith as Frederick, Kevin Kline as the Pirate King, Linda Ronstadt as Mabel, Angela Lansbury as Ruth, and George Rose as Major General. The Patter Song, performed by Major General, is one of the most popular pieces by Gilbert and Sullivan. No soundtrack for this particular film was released, but the movie is definitely worth looking up. Here's a traditional performance of the Patter Song, I Am the Very Model of a Modern Major General, performed by John Reed.
I am the very model of a modern Major General. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and Dakota fights historical, from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I am very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations both the simple and quadratical. About polynomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of news. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. I am very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings and animalculus. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern Major General. I know our mythic history, King Arthur's and Sir Caradox. The answer hard acrostics have a pretty taste for paradox. I quote in elegiacs all the crimes of Helicabalus. In conics I can flow peculiarities parabolus. I can tell undoubted Raphael some Derrida's and Sophonies. I know the croaking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. And I can hum a fugue of which you've heard the music's dinner for. Dinner for. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
Then I can write a Washington Babylonic uniform and tell you every detail of Caractacus's uniform. In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
In short, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern Major General.
In fact, when I know what is meant by mammalin and ravelin, when I can tell at sight a mouse a rifle from a javelin, when such a phase of sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learned what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in short, I have a smattering of elemental strategy. Strategy? Strategy, let it be. I have it. You'll say a better Major General and never strategy.
You'll say a better Major General and never strategy. You'll say a better Major General and never strategy. You'll say a better Major General and never strategy.
For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventurous, has only been but down to the beginning of the century. But still, in matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, I am the very model of a modern Major General.
In matters vegetable, animal, and mineral, he is the very model of a modern Major General.
Some Frenetic Fun by Gilbert and Sullivan from a recording of The Pirates of Penzance. The 1983 film version is a great way to introduce yourself to this delightful classic. There are musical pirates and there are dread pirates, as in the dread pirate Roberts from the 1987 film classic The Princess Bride. Wesley, a charming but penniless farm boy, is in love with Buttercup. To win her as his bride, he leaves the farm to seek his fortune, but is taken prisoner by the dread pirate Roberts. The pirate spares his life because Wesley tells him he must live as he has one true love. Ultimately, Wesley takes over for the dread pirate Roberts and returns to find Buttercup. He uses his resourcefulness and skills with the sword in many tight situations, including this one, in the fire swamp with rodents of unusual size. Mark Knopfler wrote the score. Music to R.O.U.S.'s Rodents of Unusual Size and Fire Swamps by Mark Knopfler for the 1987 film The Princess Bride. The movie is inconceivably funny and charming, and the Dread Pirate Roberts will remain a beloved part of literature and film history forever after. Talk Like a Pirate Day, which became International Talk Like a Pirate Day, was originated by two friends from Oregon, John Bauer and Mark Summers, while playing racquetball. It falls on September 19th, but I think one can enjoy using pirate slang at any time. Arr, matey! The Score is a production of All Classical Radio in Portland. We are community funded and receive support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Production of The Score is made possible by Portland Pet Food Company, offering 100% USA-sourced and made dog and cat meals, crafted with even picky pets in mind. Information at portlandpetfoodcompany.com. Production assistance provided by Warren Black and Dylan Bodnarik. Our executive producer is Suzanne Nance. For more information about our show, visit us at thescore.org. I'm your producer and host, Edmund Stone. Let's do this again soon.